Hello, guys. Welcome back to another episode of Tabletop Discussions with Brittany and
Manny.
Yes, so it's been a minute. I think it's been about a month almost.
2 weeks.
It has not been 2 weeks. It's been about a month. And, you know, we are sorry about the delay, but things happen in life. Let's see what we have been doing since our little month hiatus.
2 weeks.
A month. We traveled. We went to Vegas. So that was fun. We had a lot of excitement there. We went there for a wedding. Then, of course, we had things happening at work in our professional lives. Do you want to touch on any exciting things that's happened with you at work in the month we've been gone?
It's been 2 weeks.
Okay, in the 2 weeks we've been gone?
Not counting weekends. So, hasn't been that long.
Okay.
So, we did go to a wedding in Vegas. It was actually pretty cool. It was your first time going to Vegas.
Yeah, it was my first time going to Vegas, so I had a really, really good time. You really have to be well prepared when going to Vegas, because when they say you're up all night, you are up all night.
And I guess the interesting thing to fill in that the second night we were in Vegas was the night that Vegas fully reopened. So there was more night entertainment, which brought in a rush or a mash of people that wouldn't have been there otherwise. So I think overall we had a good time there. We actually had fun at the wedding. Congratulations to the bride and the groom, wherever you may be at right now. Just know we enjoyed it.
Definitely. We had a good time. But like I said, other than that, we've been working. We've been taking care of personal affairs and things like that. And like I said, things with work. I do have an interesting story regarding work for me. So the clinic that I work at caught on fire 2 nights ago.
Fire.
Literally went up in actual flames. Like, the building is closed down. It's inoperable right now. So all of us who worked at that location, we had to be relocated to other locations, I guess, within our little health system. I guess you would consider a little small health system. So I'm at a new location, which is like 20 minutes away from me now compared to where I was before, which was about a 10-12 minute drive.
You know, I think you jinxed yourself when you kept talking about, oh,
I know, I was saying that.
I only worked 10 minutes away from work. And I was like, you won't always be 10 minutes from work. Sometimes you might be 20 or 30. And literally 24 minutes later, a fire started. Hey, I was thinking, won't he do it?
That is not a won't he do it moment.
It sounded, hit the spot.
That is not a won't he do it moment.
I didn't
moment.
Say who he was.
That is not a won't he do.
I didn't say won't he do. I could be talking about anybody.
Anywho, so yes, so keep those, I guess, in the Cleveland area, you know, keep them in prayer, those who use those facilities, because it's a community health center, obviously for the community, for low income, for those who don't have access to care, those who don't have insurance. So a lot of people really need that location. So let's just keep them in prayer, and we hope that they are able to get the clinic running back soon.
Yeah, but in all seriousness, it's very tragic that that fire happened to happen at that particular time. Luckily, no one was hurt or injured.
And no one was in the building because it was closed.
Yeah, but we hope that they can get the building restored and or a brand new state-of-the-art development, because I think the community could really benefit from it. So it could be a temporary setback for a blessing in disguise, because sometimes there are certain sacrifices in order for something better to come later. So
that is true. So that's something that has happened to me over these last few weeks. What about you?
Oh, man. Has something happened to me at work? Oh, I keep thinking something happened all the time.
You've been having some interesting stories lately.
What's one of the stories I told you? I can't remember. I'm having a brain.
You have so many. Well, they recently kind of not put you in charge, but have given you the charge to give out vaccines.
Oh,
that's yes. One thing.
I am organizing a vaccine clinic. Mm-hmm. As you may know or not know, I am an employee for a health system, but I'm actually seeing patients for primary care in the jail. So I did have to organize a vaccine clinic, which was kind of weird. Organizing the vaccine clinic, seeing that I have not taken the vaccine. Because doing the vaccine, it's like I can answer questions, but then I can't answer questions. So they'll ask me certain questions that I can't really say. So as far as my employer, I guess for the people who are not taking the vaccine, for my employer, take weekly COVID-19 testing in lieu of the vaccine. And of course, when they have the mask, are not necessarily needed, you will continue to need them in lieu of taking the vaccine. But me giving the vaccine, organize a clinic, it kind of puts me in a weird position because I always want to be truthful towards the patients. So if they ask me about, did you take the vaccine? I'm not going to say I didn't. And I'm not going to say I'm not telling you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like I could just be honest. I can say, and they'd be like, why not? And then everybody in the whole room turn around to see what I say. The people who took the vaccine or people that don't. As soon as they hear somebody say, did you take the vaccine? They'd be like, nope. Everybody stop talking. And they just look at whoever said it. They were like, why not? And sometimes the person asking why not, they didn't take it either. They're just waiting for somebody to validate their reason for not taking.
Mm-hmm.
And they ask me, I just say, I'm just not ready yet. And they'd be like, but why are you not ready? You think they put a chip in there? You think it's a mind control thing in there? You think that's the way they're trying to eliminate the population and control it? You think it's going to give us cancer? You know, they send all kind of stuff. Are we going to wake up and turn into a raccoon?
A raccoon.
And I'd be like, you know what? I was like, yeah, all of those things. Exactly. You're going to wake up, you look like a raccoon. And I was like, what do you mean, raccoon? They were like, you know, with those little rings around your eyes. And I'm like, oh, okay, raccoon. No, but in all seriousness, I have no problems with the vaccine. I think the vaccine is actually a good deal or a good idea for people in certain groups. Me, I'm just kind of waiting.
Yeah, and I was reading this one article. Oh man, I wish I've had the article. It was so long ago, but it was talking about like, have there been any issues with like people who are dating or married? If like one person has taken the vaccine and the other person hasn't, like, has it caused some sort of conflict in the relationship? And I mean, I'll speak for us. It hasn't caused any conflict. Like, he knew from the beginning that I had said that I was going to get the vaccine. And he made it very clear that he wasn't. And we were just like, okay. And that was really that.
Oh, what I was thinking, like, you know those movies where it'd be like the apocalypse and it's like the end of the world or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was one called, I think it was A Day After Tomorrow or something, where the world was about to end and all these people with money were able to buy these tickets to this boat that was almost like Noah's Ark, and you can wait out the storm or whatever. And it's like you had to have a ticket to go.
Mm-hmm.
What if the ticket was being vaccinated in order to go, and I'll be left behind? Like you would leave me here. You wouldn't stay here with me on Earth when all y'all vaccinated people go to Mars?
Wow, Earth is being destroyed.
Yeah.
I'm not staying here on Earth while it's being destroyed. If I have a means to get to some sort of level of safety and security. So I would only hope at that point in time that you would choose to potentially get the vaccine so that so that you could come and be with me. But at the end of the day, you're your own person. So if you're choosing to stay behind on Earth while it's being blown up, I can't do anything about that. Still,
didn't you watch Titanic?
I did.
It's like he told her to get on that little boat thing and save herself. And he sacrificed himself to make sure Kate Winslet or whatever her name was, make sure she made it. And then she just watched him die. And he was like, get married, have kids. And then he like died, right? And then she went and got married and had kids, right? I was like, if she loved him that much, why didn't she just stay? If he couldn't, if they both couldn't make it, why didn't she stay with him?
Because she still has a life that she is able to live.
Yeah, but he could have left her down there and he could have started a life.
He could have, but he chose not to. All I'm saying is in this case, I would hope that you would not want to stay on Earth and you know that all you have to do is get vaccinated to go to Mars or wherever is going to be safe and secure and we could live a new life. I would hope that you would want to come so we can live in bliss and be happy and be with each other until the end of time. But if you so choose not to do that, I'm going to Mars. I'm not staying down here where there's pollution and things are being blown up. The world has ended. No, I'm not. Mm-mm.
But don't you know the story of Oedipus?
Who was that?
Okay. Never mind. You know that movie I talk about Where Dreams May Come with Robin Williams?
Oh, yeah, you did.
That's based on the Oedipus story. Basically, I'll just, instead of talking about Oedipus, I'll talk about the story where the guy, they were married, and I'll skip the beginning, but she committed suicide, so she went to hell. And then he ended up dying. Well, he died, and then she committed suicide after he died. So he was in heaven already. She died, and he found out that she died, and he was waiting for her in heaven. She ain't show up. So then he met this angel, was like, oh, she ain't coming. She killed herself, so she's down there, pointing down to hell, right? So he's like, no, how could she do that? She's supposed to be here with me. So the angel helped him find a way to leave heaven and go to hell, where he said that I'll rather, they told him if he go to hell, he's probably not going to be able to make it back out and go to heaven. And he says, I'd rather be in hell with the person that I love to be in heaven without her. So he left heaven to go to hell to go get her. When he finally found her, he was having a hard time to try to convert her over her sorrows to make her positive to leave hell.
Mm-hmm.
So he had the risk that he was going to be trapped down there. And he didn't really care because he said, if that's what life is going to be, he'd rather have that life there with her because his love was so strong. Mm-hmm. And not saying that the vaccine is your trip to heaven and non-vaccine takes you to hell.
No, definitely
because
not saying that.
That makes the plan to go to heaven that much easier. You'd be like, all I gotta do is take this vaccine to go. You'd be like, I've been a good person all my life, telling the truth, doing this, being thoughtful, and all I had to do is take this vaccine, God? Does that matter? No, but seriously. No, but you'll leave me here? What if there was no more vaccines available? And then everybody with the vaccine was leaving. What if I couldn't take it because it wasn't available anymore? Then would you stay here with me? Oh, yeah, you'll leave me.
I would really have, you know, at that point in time, I would have to figure out how to smuggle you onto this ship or boat. Because at that point in time, if it's a thing where, like, there's no more vaccine, okay, I'm not about to leave you down here. But we definitely not staying on planet Earth. We're going to figure out, I don't care if I'm going to have to dress you up as the help or something to get you onto the boat. I don't know. We will figure it out.
Oh, well, I hope it doesn't come to such measures. And in fairness, I do think about that sometimes. I'll be like, man, we're so happy together. I was like, I hope this vaccine don't break us up.
What you mean you think about that sometimes?
Because you read the article.
That article was like a month ago.
And I didn't take the vaccine a month ago either.
But it's literally been like 5 or 6 months. If I was not going to be with you because you didn't take the vaccine, it would have been over a long time ago.
You know,
if you don't take it, you don't take it. Like, it's really not that big of a deal.
It's up to you. I just get kind of bothered with uninformed people that be like, they be like, I took it, you should take it. And they just want you to take it because they took it. And I was like, you take it. And I was like, you know what? Tuskegee.
This is my thing about it. I don't get into arguments with people about taking the vaccine or not taking the vaccine. What I always tell people, you have to do what works for you. So if you feel that the vaccine is not something that you want to do right now or ever, that is your choice and your prerogative. And that's really where it ends. Like, I don't need to know why you don't want to take it. Don't send me nothing about no conspiracy theories and taking all this other stuff. Do what works for you. I'm going to do what works for me. And that's it.
I believe in water.
You say take water for everything.
I do say take water for everything.
I mean, water is helpful. It's good. It flushes out your system. So, yeah.
I'm just kind of weary about, like, eventually being put in weird positions. Like, I was in a group text message. I don't know if I told you this. I was in group text messages, and we were just, I like group text messages with your peers. Talking. It was other providers. We were talking about stuff. And there's this doctor that I work with that he drinks this supplement called brain juice. I don't know what it is, but everybody always talk about how good it is and because how they can tell when he takes it and when he doesn't. He orders it off Amazon, right? So he talks about it like it's alcohol or liquor. He was talking about, yeah, when I get out of here, I'm going to go home and take a shot because it comes as a shot. I jumped into a text thread not knowing what he's talking about. And I'm thinking he's talking about taking a shot of alcohol. So then everybody was talking about, yeah, when we get out of work, we should all go. So then I was like, y'all making plans to go have drinks without me? Right? Not reading the whole thread, right? So then the one doctor said, yeah, we about to have some of the groovy juice. He was talking about, as long as people can show me proof of vaccination, everybody is welcome. I was like, dang, I guess I won't be at that party. For groovy juice. Guess I'm about to go home and drink alcohol.
Now you didn't tell me that. So what's supposed to be in this brain juice, though?
I don't know. I gotta look it up. It's on Amazon.
I guess it
gets him on point, like, and to the point where everybody knows the difference.
Okay.
Like, I was like, man, I need some of that.
I mean, don't we all, like, need a little bit more cognitive?
Yeah,
abilities.
I thought, when he was talking about the groovy juice, I was like, he be drinking at work. No, but seriously, in all fairness, I feel that that's some decision that you have to make, because we know a lot of places, like there's a hotel, I think a Cosmopolitan, that's in Vegas, where they're requiring employees, and then there's a lot of hospital systems.
Yeah, and
that's not even offering alternatives. A lot of colleges.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I just read that Vanderbilt in Nashville is mandatory for students.
Just like USC.
Yeah, to return to campus, you have to have been vaccinated. So it's gonna be a lot of choices and decisions that people are gonna have to make, and you're just gonna have to weigh the best options that are available to you at that point in time. So I guess if you feel like, you know, not getting vaccinated means you're not going to be returning to the school you went to last year, if they are requesting it, then that's just, you're going to have to make that judgment call for yourself at that point in time. So all I say is, everyone, just do what is best for you in your spirit. And if you feel you're making the right decision, you don't have to explain yourself to anybody.
I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but I must inform anyone that's listening to it. Just because you took the vaccine does not mean you won't get or contract COVID-19.
That's true.
But there's a lot of people who take the vaccine that don't know that. So even wearing a mask or not wearing a mask, you still have a risk of COVID-19. Mm-hmm. Your risk supposedly is not as great if you've received the vaccine. Mm-hmm. So certain people with certain chronic conditions that are more at risk for what havoc the vaccine, the COVID can do, still have somewhat of a risk even if they take the vaccine. Mm-hmm. So either way, the person is still, with COVID being rampant like it is, there's still risk out there on either side. Mm-hmm. It's just if you choose to feel like it helps you, if you choose to feel like it don't. Similar to the people who take flu vaccines, but the people who don't.
Yeah, because I had declined the flu vaccine for a number of years, but then I ended up working at the hospital. It was like back in 2011, 12, and it was mandatory. So I had to get it. But then, even when I had started like dental school, it was not a mandatory thing for us to get the flu vaccine. But when I did my residency last year, I could opt out of it if I didn't want to. So I chose to opt out of it. But this year, I ended up getting the flu vaccine because with COVID and everything, I was like, let me at least be protected from one thing, you know. So I got the flu vaccine this year.
You got bit by the love bug, though.
The love bug?
Yep. You wasn't protected from that.
I wasn't trying to be. I wasn't trying to be.
You didn't take the love vaccination.
I didn't want no love vaccination.
You got bit.
To be prohibited from love. No. But while we're still in the COVID topic, the other COVID thing that I want to discuss very quickly is that a lot of cities are now choosing to drop their COVID-19 health restrictions that they had. I know here in Ohio, come June 2nd, right? Mm-hmm. They're dropping like the COVID health restrictions. Masks are no longer going to be mandatory per se. It's going to be up to those businesses to decide if they still want to allow for masks and things like that. And I think they're increasing like, you know,
the capacity
of places and stuff.
The issue I have with that isn't particularly that issue, is that the people that's able to relax the mask are the people who received the vaccination. Mm-hmm. But it's like an honor system. Mm-hmm. So, but if it's in certain businesses that they're allowing the relax of masks, they have the right to ask you to produce evidence that you took the vaccine. Mm-hmm. But if you didn't, then it's going to be weird with them trying to kick you out of the place.
And this is where I've heard a lot of people talk about HIPAA. That's a HIPAA violation. Let me tell you all something, people. It is not a HIPAA violation for a company or a business to ask you if you've been vaccinated. HIPAA primarily has to do with, it's like an interaction between the patient and their healthcare provider, or like the patient, healthcare provider, and insurances and stuff like that. It doesn't have anything to do with a random person necessarily asking you a question about your medical history or stuff like that. So for everybody talking about a business can't ask me if I've been vaccinated, that's a violation. It's actually not. Just throwing that out there.
No, because I'm required to have vaccinations in order to work in the medical centers that I work at. So mm-hmm. I actually like have to, and we ran into that as far as my job, which I told you is the weekly COVID testing for the people who didn't take the vaccine. People who did take the vaccine, they're getting this little embroidering that's on their badge that can't be duplicated, because our job supposedly is to protect the public and make the public aware. So a lot of the employees were disputing, how can you put this on my badge because it's HIPAA? And they got around that because our job is to protect the public, and it's something that the public needs to know that it can be done. Then what came back from it is they're saying, okay, if I didn't take the vaccine, I don't get this on my badge, I become a target to the people because everybody around me can alienate me because I know I didn't take the vaccine. But if you say that I could potentially be a risk to the public because I didn't take the vaccine, they're saying, what about the people working with us with HIV and with hepatitis, that they potentially have something that could affect the public, but the public is not aware? So it went back to our legal litigation because it kind of falls into the same basket. If a person doesn't want to be around a person because they didn't take the vaccine, it's similar to a person that feels self-conscious if a phlebotomist with HIV is actually drawing blood from them.
I think they don't need to make it known as to who has gotten it or who hasn't gotten it. Like, it doesn't need to be on a badge or identification, because that's something that they're clearly going to have a record of within the employee the employee chart or whatever. That's something that they will have access to look at every single day if they want to. And they're definitely going to have access weekly of what employees are getting COVID tested because they're choosing to opt out of getting the vaccine. So that was just weird to me anyway when you said that to me. I was like, I don't understand why they want to make this like identification of like who has it and who doesn't have it. So hopefully, I mean, I don't know what the outcome on that is. So hopefully they kind of just throw that out and be done with that and just keep it as like, okay, if you're not going to get the vaccine, just get a COVID test weekly.
So I would think that any person that's still totally concerned about COVID, even with the restrictions, they'll continue to wear a mask.
Oh, yeah. I'm still going to wear a mask. Yeah. Like, I don't have a problem wearing a mask, even if they lift restrictions. I'll still wear a mask, but I am at the point now where it's like, for me personally, I want to be more open and free with living my life and doing the things that I want to do. And I'm ready to do that. I mean, I'm going to do it in the safest way possible, but I don't want to be restricted per se and like, can't do this and can't do that. That's just me.
I like wearing a mask.
I didn't say I wasn't going to wear a mask. Why are you looking at me like that?
Because I don't know. You were talking about the mask. You saying you're not going to let anything restrict you.
No, I said I will still wear a mask, but I'm still ready to live my life. So there are certain things that I want to do, but I'm still going to wear a mask for doing that. Like, I want to go to a concert. I will wear a mask. Okay. Yeah, I'm not saying like, oh, I'm just throwing my mask in the garbage. Like, there are certain activities I want to do. Like, I want to go to a concert. I want to be able to travel more. And with me wanting to do those things, like, I don't have a problem. I will still wear my mask. I will wear my mask in the facilities, in the concerts. Like, I don't have a problem doing that.
I know. You can do that with a mask on.
That's what I'm saying. I don't have a problem doing that. Some people are going to probably choose, like, if I don't have to wear it, I'm going to go to this concert and not wear my mask. Me personally, I'm still going to wear it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't understand that, but okay.
What do you mean you don't understand it?
I don't understand how wearing a mask or not mask is stopping you from living your life where things you're not doing is because they weren't available to do.
Right, but even with not doing those things, like, even when some of those things came back, there were still restrictions. Like, when we were able to go back to, like, restaurants and stuff like that, we couldn't do it how we used to do, when you could just freely go into the restaurant, sit wherever you want and stuff like that. Like, we have restrictions. So I'm saying, like, there's probably still going to be a level of restrictions to when certain things return, like when a concert returns, because they haven't, even though certain areas are saying, okay, yeah, we're lifting all these or mandates or whatever, I'm just saying that I'm still going to choose to wear a mask.
I think the mandates just stay.
Okay.
Like, as far as hand sanitation,
well, people should be doing that already.
Like, and as far as the businesses, it's like them actually antibacterial wiping, cleaning things down and different things. If that stays in place, things is never going to return back to normal. We're looking for a new normal because you can't just pull back all those things. It's like awakening to people that stuff is really there. And so people know, COVID isn't typically just transmitted person to person. It's person to surface to person.
Mm-hmm.
So our thought of the surfaces and things around us will actually look at how buildings do occupancy levels and different things like that, because there's a difference. I see a lot of stores that I shop at, they wipe down the registers of the self-checkout between every person. Mm-hmm. And it's like things like that makes the line go slower. But with that awakening, it's like if they pull that back, shoppers are getting used to that they don't want to touch what you just touched. So the whole thing about going to bars and there being chairs placed where everyone to sit, it actually limits the modes of transmission and different things. So I'm actually anxious to see where we're going with this, because there's so many things that these precautions help. Like flu season for the last 2 years hasn't been the same because of our thoughts towards cleanliness. So you don't see people randomly walking around with the flu and getting different conditions that they would typically get. So I was like, this is actually a pretty good thing. All these dirty hand people.
Well, I guess only time will tell what changes will happen, and hopefully these changes will allow for us to get to some sense of a new normal, I guess. I guess we will wait and see.
As it stabilizes. Mm-hmm. Because people can say, when everything opened back up, I'm like, it ain't open back up the same. Mm-hmm. If you think about 2 years ago, 2 years ago was gone. And probably your job is too.
So, you are such an ass.
But
why you have to say it like that?
Hey, I'm just saying. People keep saying, oh, when I get back to work, oh, you ain't going back to work.
Well, I hope if anyone has been displaced due to COVID, I hope that you are able to find some sort of sustainable income for yourself and family if that has happened to you.
Or job retraining.
Well, yeah, you might have to find a new, I guess a new field or something like that. That could potentially have happened to people. They might have to find a new field. Maybe the one that they had is no longer available to them, or they see that it was not really needed or something once COVID happened.
Okay, well, hire me. I'm starting a new business. I'm going to be a life coach. Like, and not even the kind of coach that you think. I'm going to be a life coach. Like, when you need that kick in the rear to get yourself together and get it started, just call me. And then I'll give you some cliche statement. I'll be like, you only lose if you never try.
That's a cliche statement. But then you can look that up on Google.
No, then the next day, I'll be like, if you're not first, you last.
Quotes that are all on Google.
Yeah, but I'm gonna collect it and put it together, and I'll put your name after it. I'll be like, if you're not first, you last, Cottrell. Right? You know, I'll be a good life coach. Like, I'll give you all the pep talk that you need. Like, if you want me to curse at you, I'll curse at you. If you want me to say something nice, I'll curse nice. Matter of fact, you can pay for this plan where it's just random. I just shake up comments in a bag and pull one out. So, but on that note, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Okay, everyone, we're back. During that intermission, me and Brittany were talking about dreams. As you may know or not know, I dream pretty much every night. It's kind of like a normal that it's kind of anomaly if I don't have a dream. And Brittany is typically an absence of a dream, and then she had a dream. So, with that being said, there's this quote that I was thinking about that I want to share, and I want Brittany to actually share her dream so I can act like Joseph to the Pharaoh in the Bible where he was interpreting the dream. So that quote was, I dreamed I was a butterfly floating around in the sky, then I awoke. Now I wonder, am I a man who dreamt of being a butterfly, or am I a butterfly dreaming that I am a man? So, with that being said, I feel like I'm awake now. Or is this the dream? And I'm really the person I was in last night's dream. Mind blown. So, and anyway, you had a dream. When's the last time you had a dream that you remember that you had a dream?
Well, obviously last night, but...
Prior to that.
Honestly, I can't really remember. Like, okay, so let me give you guys my history of dreams. I honestly do not... really dream. Like, I feel like I go to sleep and I'm darkness. Just
like, you just turn off the light like you're a robot. When you unplug the TV, that's you.
I literally just go to bed and that's it. Like, I don't have any memories of like having vivid dreams.
Where do you think you go when you dream?
I don't dream. Oh, when I do dream?
No, when your eyes close, when you say I'm tired and your eyes close, you just shut down and your soul is just in your body, just knocked out. Like, your mind don't drift or wander. Like, I always wondered that. Like, like when your eyes close, life stops.
Oh, shit, shut up.
You're actually the first person I've met that actually everything shut down. You Ray Charles. At least every now and then.
Okay, let me get back. Let me quiet. Okay. Let me get back. So, no, I honestly really don't dream. Okay, so... first, I will tell you, before I tell you about the dream I had yesterday, I do need to say that anytime that I have dreamed something, even if it's weird or random, it's always been like when I've taken medication. Okay. So that's the truth. So last year, 2020, I had a surgery last year. And, it was like a month recovery or whatever. And during that month recovery, they gave me like, remember I told you that? They gave me amitriptyline, which is really like a anxiety medication or depression medication. But if given in like a smaller dosage or whatever, it can be used or whatever as like a muscle relaxant or whatever, and that's what I needed it for in regards to the type of surgery that I had. So when they gave me this medication, I took it and I don't even know if these were dreams. This was night terrors. I was having like these crazy night terrors that I was just like falling into like the abyss or whatever of darkness, just like falling on my back. And I would like wake up like screaming or whatever. So that's my first memory of like, not my first memory, but my most recent outside of the one I had the other day of like dreaming. But last night it was very vivid. So I had this dream. I don't know. It's like me and my brother. We were like, I don't know where we were traveling from or traveling to, but we were traveling and I got out the car. We were at this gas station. It was like these men who were like looking at us or whatever. And they were like, what did they say? They were like just staring at us and randomly just like looking at us and stuff like that. So when I got out the car, I went inside because I needed to pay for our gas. My brother was in the car. When I got back in the car, I was like, something's not right. So I went and looked in my wallet and I saw like all my cards were like rearranged. And then I saw like two of my cards were like missing. And I was like, oh my gosh, oh no. They must have like stolen my car or something. I asked my brother what happened and he was looking all like crazy and deranged or whatever. So then all of a sudden I like looked at my accounts and it was like showing that like my accounts were wiped out. And then all of a sudden it looked like they had gained access to my accounts, because one of my accounts was looking like somebody's unemployment or something was being deposited into it or whatever. So it was just like a really weird dream. Like, I don't know what any of that meant. And then like all of a sudden I woke up. And then
but some of them were still missing though.
Yeah, those two cards are missing. Like, they never returned in the dream. So remember I told you about it and you were like, check your accounts. Just look at them this morning or whatever to make sure. I was like, yeah, my accounts are straight. But yeah, that was a dream. So I told him about it and I was like, yeah, that was weird. I have no idea what that could even mean. Like, missing credit cards, people like taking access to your accounts. So I don't know. So we're here to interpret what this dream could mean. And then Emmanuel, he dreams a lot. So he might have insight on like why people dream, why some people don't, his experience with dreams, if any of those dreams have came true. I can't really relate to that, but you know, I'll do what I can.
Well, if this was my mom, she would probably interpret it and give you a lottery number.
Okay.
So I can't give you a lottery number, but I can tell you this. So I'm actually reading through this dream book thing, and it says, if you lost credit cards in your dream, these are a couple of interpretations. Then you are being careless and need to focus more on your actions and words. Or, on the other hand, it might be due to feeling of not being able to do the things you really want to do. If credit cards were stolen from you, then someone could be also draining you of your energy. Or, it could reflect your level of ease of having power, opportunity, or pleasure. So, listen to all of those. It's across the gambit that says,
yeah,
could be anything.
I was about to say it could be anything.
Could be anything. That's pretty much what it said. So, with that being said, I always feel that dreams, at its basic sense, is like a manifestation, typically. And it's like, sometimes it might not even be the credit card. It might even be your credit card. You said other things was in there. Your car, the vehicle. Was that your vehicle?
Was a vehicle. Yeah. I don't know if it was mine or whose vehicle it was.
Your brother was in the dream. What was he doing in the dream?
He was just there. Like, he wasn't saying that. Yeah.
Maybe it has something to do with him. And maybe it was just projected that way. Because sometimes when I have dreams, like, I might be the main character or antagonist, but the things I'm manifesting is for somebody else. That I may or may not be the star person. But sometimes when you're thinking about certain things and manifesting dreams, or if you really believe in dreams, sometimes they're warnings or prophecies or signs, omens, or different things. So whenever I do have dreams like that, I research the bigger, major things. Like the credit card thing stuck out. It sticks out that your brother was there without a role. Like, why was he there? Maybe it has nothing to do with you. Maybe you were dreaming a warning or something for him. Like, you can just call him and say, you know what? Be careful, because you lost credit cards in the dream, so you could be being careless and need to focus more on your actions and words, brother. You never know. Because it could be a warning that you was having or something that you needed to talk with him. So a lot of people, when they interpret the dreams, their interpretation sometimes comes better with knowing the person who has it. But what I do know about dreams, that if you were to dream the same thing again, it's probably going to happen. Because there's been like a lot of cases about that. If you have a recurring dream, those are usually verbatim. Pretty much. So either way, it was something being lost, mistaken, or misplaced, or different things. So I don't know, could be anything, but still, I think it's significant because you don't have dreams typically, whereas I have dreams. But I know sometimes when I have dreams, it's because I'm thinking about certain things, but a lot of my dreams come true or different things, and it's like I always had that feeling like I've been here before. Like, so when I was telling that thing about how with the butterfly, that I just repeated that quote where I was saying, am I the man or am I the butterfly? It's because sometimes I go to sleep. Like, I'm going to sleep. I'll be like, man, I only got 3 hours and I got to get off work. So I go to sleep. And how about in my dream, I get up and go to work in my dream. I go to work, start my day. I make it all the way to the lunch break and then wake up and realize it's time to go to work for real. And I be so mad because I already did it.
And now you got to do it for real.
Yeah. I hate those kind of dreams that I dream about the stuff I know I'm about to do. Because a lot of my dreams, I ain't even in there. It's just like the word. It's like some of the stuff would be abstract.
So what has been your weirdest dream?
One of my weirder ones. I ain't gonna say weirder ones, but I think I told your mom about this dream when we were talking, where it was years ago. It's when I lived in Virginia. And I was driving home from Cleveland back to Virginia. Mm-hmm. I think I told you too. Mm-hmm. About how I was kind of sleepy going past the airport. And it was near the Dulles Airport when you're on the freeway where it's like the 6 lanes. And I actually was kind of just stay awake. You know, you roll down a window and you got it. Turn up the music. You try to repeat the lyrics and stay awake. And then I fell asleep. Didn't know I fell asleep. But I fell asleep in my dream. I was in the slow lane. And I was actually drifting off to the left to the fast lane or whatever in my dream. But in my dream, I woke up, but I was still in a dream. Mm-hmm. But when I woke up, I seen that happening. And I tried to grab my steering wheel to pull myself from going into this ditch where there was like dirt and stuff. And when I tried to pull my steering wheel, it's like I couldn't really get it to go. For some reason, I tried to grab my seatbelt, which is crazy. And I'm lucky as a dream because I just trying to grab my seatbelt. Car going 90 miles per hour. But anyway, it's like my seatbelt was stuck. So I grabbed my steering wheel and pulled it some more. But I still went into the ditch and my car was like sideways kind of. But as soon as I hit the dirt for the ditch, I woke up in real life. Mm-hmm. And when I woke up in real life, it was the reciprocal. And I was on the left side drifting to the right lane going 89 miles per hour. And there was a ditch. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, I wanted to grab my seatbelt, but I didn't grab my seatbelt because in my dream, the seatbelt didn't open, which was crazy because if I grabbed my seatbelt, I'd have died. Mm-hmm. So I just grabbed the steering wheel to try to pull myself, and I still hit the dirt thing, and my car kind of went into the ditch and was kind of, you know how I like on the side of the street to have that ditch? My car was like halfway in a ditch where it was kind of sideways. Mm-hmm. So like my driver's side wheels was a little off the ground. Mm-hmm. And my car was like, please stop. And I had to sit there and make sure my body was still there. You know, because I had never had nothing like that before. Grab my seatbelt. Seatbelt was stuck.
Now, that's almost like, what would they, a premonition or something like that. And that was
the rumor. So I drove all the way home after that. So then I never get sleepy when I drive because I'm paranoid that that's going to be the end of me. But then since everything in the dream was the reciprocal or the opposite, I'm thinking that if something was to happen to me as far as a car, for some reason, I think I'm going to be a passenger, which is why I'm typically always the driver. When I'm the passenger, I get kind of nervous. I'll be like, man, I don't like being over here because in my dream, everything was the opposite. And I've been carrying that dream with me for like 13 years. It won't go away. Every time I get on the passenger side, I have a flashback. It's like, you always have to tell me to put on the seatbelt because it's like, I get paranoid because a lot of my things, it becomes like premonition-like dreams. Some of them is just endless crazy. They seem real when I'm having them till I wake up. But like, that can't happen. Like, I had this one dream where, this was like a couple months ago, where I spent all day like looking around for something to wear to work. Right? Because I dream about work a lot. I had to find something to wear at work, but when I had to wear something to work, I wasn't like a man. I was like a gorilla. Right?
What?
And I ain't want to go to work with my gorilla on. Right? I wanted to put on clothes. And so I kept feeling all day, and everybody was afraid of me. And I didn't know I was a gorilla.
Because you thought you was you.
I thought I was me, but whenever I came around people, it's like they ain't want to be bothered. They ain't want to give me no clothes. They just locked the door and closed the door. I was like, I can't go to work. Like, I need something to wear. My mama wouldn't even let me in. It's like, I didn't know why they wouldn't let me in. And it's like everybody would scream every time they see me. So I got so mad, I used to just destroy stuff in the dream, right? But I was a gorilla. I know I was a gorilla. So they just thought I was just, you know, a gorilla. Like, I'll just... They wouldn't let me in the door, I'll kick the door down, right? And I didn't want to get in. Then everybody in the town started chasing after me, and I was just trying to get to work. And then when I went to work, they locked me in. And then when I was locked into work, because they wouldn't let me out, I looked in the mirror and realized I was a gorilla. I was like, I want to be a gorilla. Then I woke up and I was like, this was a stupid dream.
What do you think the significance of that dream could have been?
I don't know, but I ain't like the way, I don't know, I ain't like the way people was actually like treating me, because I didn't know I looked like a gorilla, but people was treating me a certain way.
Was that some sort of internal thing, you think? Maybe about how you feel about yourself? I mean, I know you don't feel that way about yourself.
I don't feel self-conscious.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I know you don't, but
I feel that sometimes you can be, I'm thinking, because I was nice when I was a gorilla, but all they saw was a gorilla, right? So if I was to, like, I was nice. I was like, hey, sir, I just want to know the price of that suit right there. And they'd be like, slam the door. like I couldn't afford to pay for the suit. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking, maybe I've been watching too much stuff about protests. And I figure maybe that gorilla suit was the way I felt that some people interpret me as a person of color or something. Because I had the means to pay for the stuff. And then when I got mad, it's like I was like a terror to society. Mm-hmm. It's like the way they felt about me increased when I got angry. Mm-hmm. Even though they provoked me to be angry. And I was so mad when I woke up because I couldn't leave work. Because they locked me in work. And wouldn't let me out because I was a gorilla.
They just trying to keep you as one of the inmates.
And it's like I woke up, I popped up. Like when I wake up out of those dreams, I just pop up. And wake up like, whew. Like my spirit left my body to go to the dream and came back. I was like, whew.
So on average, how many times do you dream a week?
Probably every night.
Every night?
Yeah.
Babe, what is there even to dream about every night?
You know what? Sometimes the dream is like part of meditation. I'm going to sleep. Like if I close my eyes now, I see things. Like sometimes I visualize stuff. So sometimes when I'm going to sleep, I visualize it. I'll rethink about my whole day, and it's colorful.
Mm-hmm.
It's vivid. My imagination. It's like kids. Mm-hmm. Kids have that kind of imagination, but it's one of those things you keep nurturing and keep it going. It keeps your creativity.
Mm-hmm.
Because once a lot of them lose it, it's just gone. But it's like I keep that, so I just keep having dreams. I think about scenarios, different decisions and thoughts, and that's even before I even fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
I'm already visualizing stuff. Then when I go to sleep, I usually have no control. But sometimes the stuff is weighing on my mind. Sometimes it's in the dream, but not verbatim.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when I have big decisions to make, I typically have a dream that's a manifestation of making a big decision.
Mm-hmm.
But when I see people in my dream that I know, and a lot of people that interpret dreams, if you see people in your dream and you can see their face that they know, there's something significant typically. Because most of the time when people have dreams, they don't recognize people that they see in a dream, or they have really no face that you can describe.
Yeah.
So if it's something that you, a person that you see, kind of like if you fall off a cliff in your dream or something like that, a lot of people, they talk about if you hit the bottom and hit the ground, you probably won't wake up. Because typically, when those things happen, you wake up and you never actually see the bottom. So there's a lot of things people like agree, like those people that see people that they know in dreams, they give them advice, they see their mom and different things. It's like it could be just a manifestation of what you have inside, because there's certain voices that you always listen to, that if that voice come to you in a dream, you'll probably follow it,
right?
So it's like the weirdest like thing. I don't know how to not have dreams. But it's like I wake up refreshed. I have a whole nother alter ego in my dream.
I mean, I feel like my mom talks about how she has dreams and stuff like that. And, you know, she's expressed like, oh, I had a dream about this or I had a dream about that. And I just really feel like that's kind of interesting and neat, because I don't really have those experiences. So when I do have a dream, it's always like shocking and alarming to be like, what does this even mean for me?
Oh, listen to this. Freud, what was his name? Sigmund Freud, that philosophy guy. He says, according to Freud, dreams are imaginary of a wish or impulse from childhood that has been repressed.
Mm.
Freud studied dreams to understand the unconscious mind. His understanding is dreams reveal the repressed wishes and thoughts of that you have.
That you have had?
Yeah.
Or that you...
I don't know. But he's the one that came up with that id and the ego and all that philosophy stuff. He was what? He was a Greek philosopher or something?
I believe so.
So dreams are stories we play out in our heads overnight. They can follow a linear narrative or be abstract. Scientists estimate that we have roughly 3 to 6 dreams in one night, and 95% of these dreams are forgotten by the morning. So you could dream, it's just forgotten by the time you wake up.
You know what? That might be what it is. Maybe I actually do have legitimate dreams.
Yeah.
But my brain just doesn't remember them by the time I get up.
So you want to know something funny? Like when I had to go get that sleep study done, and then they were asking one of the questions, how often you dream? Because for those that don't know, dreaming occurs during the REM, rapid eye movement, sleep cycle, during your sleep. It's actually one of the, like, it happens like 90 minutes after you fall asleep. And it's like when your brain is most active that you have dreams. And it's like, that's the area where I have dreams, but they didn't think I'd get to that level to have dreams because of my sleeping pattern and the time that I go to sleep. But it's like, when I go to sleep, I get straight there. I don't, because like if you take Benadryl, sometimes you don't dream because you never get to the deeper levels enough. So it's like the weirdest thing. So anyway, I'm so glad you had a dream. But I will say, I will actually think about that, and you probably should talk to your brother about the dream that you had because he was in it. Because not only do you not have dreams, you actually had a dream with somebody in it that you know.
Yeah. And I was like, he was just there, not actively speaking or saying anything.
He didn't even help you find a credit card. I was like, dang.
He let them men come and steal them.
You think he took them?
No. I don't know. I have no idea.
Oh. It's kind of strange.
We need to analyze this dream in further detail.
You should write it out so I can refer back to it. Next time your credit cards are gone, I'm going to be like, what they look like?
So. I mean, I don't know. It was strange. But I think that I think dreams can tell you a lot about your future or things that may be getting ready to happen to you, or it can, you know, help you make decisions. Because, you know, I know some people be like, I dreamed that X, Y, and Z was going to happen and I'm not going to do this because I already know the outcome isn't going to be good. So, you know, maybe they're used as like some sort of foretelling of things.
Yeah. I wish I knew about dreams, like more to know if they actually are real or they're just some imaginary your mind comes up with. Because I am real vivid in my communication and conversation that it's like a manifestation of what I already am like on a regular anyway. So I probably should write it down and make movies about it. Like, because I don't do nothing useful in my dreams. I don't cook. I don't clean. If I go to work, it's just because I'm thinking about going to work. Other than that, I don't go to work. I just do random stuff. I jump off buildings. I hang off cliffs. I skydive.
So you're doing adventurous things in your dreams.
Yeah.
So those are things that you probably want to do in real life.
So it's like a manifestation.
Well, not jump off a building. But.
Yeah, but some stuff would be traumatic. Like when they treated me like a gorilla because I looked like a gorilla. But I do have like a lot of things that I dream that actually happen. I see things and it gives me warnings. But
have you ever dreamed about me?
I've always dreamed about you.
Well, I know that aspect of all.
You talking about dreams about you since I knew you?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't want to know.
I don't want to know.
Nah, you don't want to know.
What does that mean?
Yes, I dreamed about you since I know you.
But why would I not want to know?
Because it was tragic and traumatic.
But see, now you about to.
What?
Tragic
and traumatic.
What does that mean?
It mean I don't want to talk about it. See? Well, it wasn't tragic and like it wasn't that tragic like you think tragic. I'm just dramatic. So it was tragic to the point that it's like when I had dreams about you, I always made like wrong decisions.
Oh.
That made it traumatic for me.
Why? I left you in a dream?
Well, you wanted to.
What did you do in the dream?
I ain't do nothing. That's
you
why
clearly
you want...
did something in the dream if I wanted to leave you.
I didn't do anything.
What did you do?
I didn't do anything. It was a dream.
Okay, so just explain the dream. We're explaining dreams.
All right. I don't even want to do this, but one of the first ones I had was on Valentine's Day, you went to go take the vaccine, right? The night before Valentine's Day, we were celebrating Valentine's the whole weekend.
Mm-hmm.
The night before Valentine's, when I went to sleep, it's like, man, I went to sleep, man. You went to go take, this is weird, so don't judge me. You was going to take the vaccine, and I was taking you to go see the vaccine.
Was this in the dream, or this was?
This was in a dream.
Okay.
I was taking you to get the vaccine.
Because that's what really happened.
And we was on our way to go get the vaccine, and then you was like, oh, yeah, I'm taking the vaccine. When you go take the vaccine? And then I was like, I'll take the vaccine, because you took the vaccine. Right? So, you was like, that's love. Right? So, I felt good. Because I was going to take it because you was going to take it. And then when you went to go take the vaccine, and it was giving you the vaccine, your eye color changed. And your eye color looked just like everybody else's eye color, but only I could see it. Everybody else that was getting ready to take the vaccine... When you was getting ready to take it, when they were pulling up, for some reason in my dream, I was with you when you were taking it. And we was in this line with other people in lines next to us. But your eye color was slightly different, just like the person giving it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, but the other people didn't know. I look at them and be like, hey. And they looking at me like, I don't know. And I'm like, I don't know about this. And then you looked at me with your new eye color and was like, your turn. Right? Your turn. And I was like, well, I don't want to take it here. I want to take it in another city. And he was like, I thought you loved me. But your eye color was throwing me off. Like, you looked at everything like you, but your eye color. And I was like.
And apparently I had a different voice as well.
Yeah, that's what you sounded like. Your turn. And I didn't want to take it because I was like, oh no, this is weird. And then you blinked your eye and you looked at normal again. But every other time, your eye will blink, the eye color will change, and you'll say stuff like, help me. And then you'll change back to the person with the eye color. And then you'll come, you know, I like those movies where the real you trying to come mm-hmm. out, like an alien possessed you.
Mm-hmm.
Like you'll say, help me, help me. And you're like, so I was getting ready to take it, and it was getting ready to give it. And I smacked out of hand. I couldn't take it. And then I woke up, right? And then we was driving to go get the vaccine. I think you were driving, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like riding with you. I was probably like rocking back and forth.
You were being so weird. I remember.
I was quiet.
Yes, I was like, what is wrong with you? You were like, nothing. I was like, no, something is not right. And then we did have some conversation in the car, but it was unrelated to this dream that you had. But then when I was in there, he sent me this text message. He was like, I just want you to know I really love you, and you are so great, and I just think you're fantastic, and we're good for each other. And I was like... Because they make you wait for like 15 minutes before after you get it. And I was just reading and I was like, in my head, I was like, yes, we are. But I'm like, where is this coming from?
Yeah, but I gave that to you just in case you were transitioning over to remember me.
This is hilarious because I was like, why are you acting so weird? Now I know.
And I never said it. But I don't know if you noticed this, but I always comment on your eyes and stare at your eyes.
So you think I'm transforming?
So sometimes it throws me off when I be like, nah, your eyes don't look the way they used to look before I met you.
Yeah.
But I really be looking for that color that your eyes turned in the dream.
What color did they turn?
Like, they look normal to everybody else. But for some reason, I had this special ability. Maybe it's because I had LASIK eye surgery, which I recommend for everyone. But beyond the point, it's like your eye, everybody else, your eyes, everybody's eyes look normal. But when I look at it, I see everybody who took the vaccine. I see it in their eyes. Like, it's like, if let's say if your eye was a complete round, now it's shaped like a football, but only non-vaccinated me can see it.
This is funny.
But it traumatized me with that dream, because it was like I was trying to figure out how I was going to get out of this. Because I didn't know when the vaccine, after the 2 weeks when you're fully vaccinated, I felt that's when you were transitions, because you was in that part where you kept coming and going, where you would be, your turn, and then you'd be like, help me, and then you turn back, but you still acted like the same person. I felt like, well, she changed over. I thought she was going to turn into reptilians or something. So we weren't really talking, because it was traumatizing. I was thinking, because at the beginning of it, I was like, I'll do it because you're doing it. We're a team. That if the vaccine is going to do something to us, it's going to happen to both of us, because we're going to be together. So if it meant imminent death, I'd be imminent death. If we turn into a reptile, we'll be reptiles together. But y'all were turning to y'all had reptile-like eyes. And it traumatized me to my soul and spirit. I woke up and I went right.
Oh my God. So, this explains everything on that day. Because you were acting so weird. I was like, what is wrong with you?
I kept looking at your eye. Even now, every now and then, I'll check out your eyes. I'll be like,
you think I'm going to morph into a reptile?
Why you think I be going through memory lane?
Now I'm about
lane?
To play with you.
I be going through memory lane through my photos just to make sure.
And he really will be doing that. Oh my God. Now that's hilarious. You never told me that.
That's because it wasn't noteworthy for me for you to know that I look at your eyes to make sure they ain't transitioning over. So when I go to work, everybody that took the vaccine, sometimes I just looking at, because you know with masks you see people's eyes a lot, and I just be trying to make sure, because some look kind of strange. I'm gonna have to run for the hills, Beverly Hills that is.
Oh my gosh, guys. This is hilarious.
Well, I know we're drifting off topic. I just, because I don't share, I share some dreams, and if you know I dream every night, you never ask me what I dream.
Well, I know, but I feel like if it was something like funny or interesting, you would tell me. But I think because they're so common to you, it's kind of like, but this is just a part of my life, and it's not that big of a deal.
The ones I speak on mostly is the ones that's not normal. Like, if I'm just dreaming about regular old work or, you know, normal stuff, like going to buy a car, you know, I'll bring it up. But when those weird ones happen, like that one I couldn't tell you about, because that one was, I felt that might be a manifestation of what I felt about the vaccine at that time.
It could have been.
Yep, I thought that was going to turn to a reptilian. And I don't even know what a reptilian is.
Reptile is a snake and all of that.
Yeah, that y'all would have grew a tail.
You thought I was about to, oh my God. See, now later tonight, once we get done, I'm about to ask you all the other dreams I've been in. I want to know. Now you're going to have to tell me.
Your eyes look normal.
My eyes are normal.
I know. So act like I didn't tell you about that dream.
Okay, but
I'm telling you after the fact, it expired.
Okay, yeah, it's funny to me, but I want to know about other dreams that I've been in.
Yeah, don't get to it. You ain't in that many.
I didn't say I was in a ton. Okay, so calm down over there.
No, I'll do a better job at communicating some of the dreams. It's like that one I couldn't communicate, because that one wouldn't have been a good one. I could tell you after the fact now, because you didn't turn to a reptile.
Well, definitely didn't. It's been,
and nobody saw it but me. It was the weirdest thing. All them other people that was there, they couldn't see all those people, and I saw all of them.
Oh man, this is hilarious. This is great, guys.
But wouldn't that be weird if you can see stuff and nobody else can?
Yeah, that would be weird. It's kind of scary. But some people, that really happens to them in real life. really? But that's for another topic. We won't get on that tonight.
Okay. So, you know. But I did share a couple of my dreams, so.
So I guess the bottom line is, guys, if you dream, it's a good thing. You might find some revelations about yourself, your family, your friends. Apparently, you might find out if someone who took COVID is going to turn into a reptile. So I guess we will go ahead and end this podcast for today. Hopefully, we will be back to you all next week with another exciting, fun, thrilling topic. Any thoughts before we leave?
Well, this is really not kind of related, but we will be doing another video. I mean, another podcast soon or shortly to get back on track. And we want to apologize and say sorry for the delay. But we'll fill you in on some of the other things because we didn't actually talk about the things we did in Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Or details on how you felt about going to your friend's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
It's something to actually talk about. And also the thought of how, what it feels like to know that I've been trying to record a podcast for a long time, but you were asleep.
Okay, now see, what we're not going to do is blame me. I was not asleep in regards to us trying to record a podcast for a very long time. It's just that once 10:30 comes, I'm bedtime.
Why? You don't dream.
So, because I don't dream, I can't go to bed at 10:30.
Punishment. Stay until you dream.
No, but in all seriousness, next time we come with to you guys, we will, you know, present with some fun, exciting topics. We will probably go into detail about our Vegas trip because it was actually pretty exciting.
You look beautiful in the wedding.
Oh, thanks. I had never been to Vegas. I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know what the life, you know, the nightlife was like there. You know, you see Vegas on TV and you're just like, oh, this is Vegas on TV and that's it. So we will definitely return and probably talk about that and talk about where we stay. I guess give a little overview of our opinions and thoughts and what we will do next time we go compared to what we did when we went this time. That'd be a fun podcast.
So I guess we should end this with you tell me another one of miraculous quotes that you got from a family member or someone that's meaningful. You're so good at, or a saying, you're so good at coming up with those that you heard that had impacts on your life.
Let me think.
What would your grandmother tell you?
She's told me a lot of things over the years. I guess more so she was just telling me to always stay prayed up and trust in God and all things will work out how they're supposed to. And typically that's always how it has been.
And Kendrick Lamar says, stay humble.
And he has said, stay humble. Yes. So on that note, guys, we are out of here. It is 11:50. We're about to go to bed. I'm getting ready to find out what other dreams apparently I have been in because I want to know what the other dreams you have dreamed about with me in them. I want to know the details.
Now I lay me down to sleep.
Anywho, guys, we will see you next week. Enjoy yourselves. Tell your friends, family, whoever, cousins, aunties.
I was a gorilla man.
Everyone to subscribe to our podcast. Tell everybody to I can't even speak. Tell everyone to subscribe to this podcast. And just share and like with everyone. We're gonna try to, you know, be more consistent. But so far we've been having a lot of fun with this. So peace. We'll see you guys next time.
From the reptilian woman and the gorilla man.
Bye.